We're now going to look at some of today's biggest company stories. Delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Chris Bailey, founder of Financial Orbit. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hi there, Ed. Good afternoon to you.
So let's start with Lloyds, easily the biggest company story of today. They've announced a big rise in pre-tax profit, up to £4.2 billion for 2016, and they're going to pay a special dividend. What's your take on this story today?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? 24 hours ago, everyone was bemoaning the UK banking sector, UK-listed banking sector, with HSBC's pretty poor profitability. Lloyds did everything right. Not only did they beat people's expectations, but they talked about a higher dividend, and as you say, even a little special dividend by the end of the year. They're controlling costs. You're seeing lending going up. They're very excited about their acquisition of a credit card business. They think that's going to really drive their business forward. Yes, they still had some horrible conduct and litigation and other sort of special one-off costs to bear, but overall, profitability moving in the right direction, and after a pretty shabby period, particularly after the Brexit referendum vote for banks, Lloyds shares are bouncing back sharply up, forward a bit percent today, and moving back towards that 70 pence level.
Is there anything investors in Lloyds should be worrying about? Is there anything that might go wrong in the next couple of years?
Well, I guess there's probably three issues to think about. Number one is the government at some point will place their residual stake. It's a little bit under 5% currently, so you may have a little bit of extra supply on the market. Probably bigger than that is concerns about further conduct and litigation issues. There seems to have been, despite it being 7 or 8 years now since the global financial crisis, just no end to those issues. Regulation is still biting the bank, so you've always got to be slightly careful there. They are well provisioned up, but they all seem to be taking extra charges. The biggest one by far remains the strengthened credibility and reasonableness of the UK economy. Lloyds is ultimately a big mortgage bank with things like credit cards on the side. So ultimately how UK Consumer Inc. is doing is by far and away the most important point. So unfortunately there we have to start predicting UK economy and whether the consumer will keep on financing their mortgages and the like. So far it seems okay, but obviously as with any bank, that's got to be your primary concern.
Well, sticking with banks, let's look at Metro Bank, much smaller, much newer bank. They've got some results out. Revenues up 60%, losses shrinking by some distance. Have you got some more detail on that, Chris?
Yeah, no, it's been Metro Bank now a fairly popular name on the high streets with their excitable colour schemes and extended hours and everything else. But ultimately, big picture here is that they're growing deposits and lending very fast. For the full year, for 2016 overall, that growth was either side of 50%, which is phenomenal. You know, you go back to Lloyds and you're talking deposits inching up, lending inching up by small single-digit margins. Metro Bank is growing very, very fast. So that's clearly reflecting a demand for people for finding alternative banking sources. The number of customers were up 260,000 to just under 1,915,000 now. So again, reflecting that very, very good growth backdrop. And they've actually said they believe for full year 2017, they will make a profit. As you say, Ed, their losses were down sharply, down around about three quarters, but they still are loss-making at the moment. So expecting more branches, moving to profitability, it's starting to look like a proper business. And lots of people a couple of years ago were sort of, well, I'm not really sure whether this is going to work. Well, you have to say they're making a pretty good fist of it.
A lot of people were saying a couple of years ago, opening new branches is not a good idea in the online world that we have. But clearly branches are working for Metro. It's sort of an effective marketing device for them, isn't it, really?
Precisely. And you know, you look at the other banks and, you know, another coming back to Lloyds and the other names. Of course, they have lost people's trust. So a new name, more flexible opening hours, you're allowed to take your dogs in and stuff like that. Who knows? Maybe it works properly.
OK, well, it's been a rotten day for shareholders in Serco, the big outsourcing company. Their shares are down about 16% at the moment after some pretty poor full year results. What's really annoyed the market today, Chris?
Yeah, this is a really funny one because at face value, Serco said that the numbers were in line with their expectations and in line with the guidance. And that usually is a tick in the box and the shares go up or down just a little bit. But Serco, of course, has got a bit of history because it was a hugely successful company for many years. They then fell into a few problems. Maybe they overexpanded a bit too much. They had some bad contracts. They lost contracts in places like the Docklands and various prisons and other things. Had a lot of write-offs. had a new CEO, Rupert Soames, came in, and he spent the last couple of years trying to turn the company around. He's had some success in doing that. He's had to raise a bit of money and cut a lot of costs, but the shares were up very, very sharply, actually, over the last year prior to today, because I think people were thinking, actually, this guy really knows what he's doing. He's turning the company around. It's going to be after a year of sort of a difficulty in 2015 and 2016. 17 is going to be the big growth year. The trouble is today's comments, talking about 2017, it was very much more of a steady as she goes. I mean, the comment that really struck me was there are, and I'm going to quote directly from the report here, many potholes and boulders in the future. A wonderful comment, but, you know, unfortunately, that doesn't excite people in terms of more profits, higher revenues and stuff like that, hence why the shares are down, as you say, sharply today, Ed. So my feeling is this is one to watch. It's an interesting business, got a good management team in there now, but I'm afraid when you've got comments like many potholes and boulders, people are going to maybe steer clear.
Makes you nervous. Okay, let's go on to Indivior. Full year results from them as well. They're a pharmaceutical company that specialises in treatments for addiction. I see their profits are down almost 16% and shares, 60% I should say, and shares down a fair way as well. What's going wrong there?
This is a fascinating business. Unfortunately, the demand for addiction linked drugs is unfortunately going up and up. This company, Indivior, used to be part of Reckitt Benckiser, and it got spun off a couple of years ago. The shares got spun off for around about 120 pence, and prior to today's fall, they'd actually tripled, unbelievably, in the last couple of years. So a very successful spin-off, often spin-offs from big companies, they often are perceived to be adding a lot of value because the management team become very motivated and excited and can really do their thing to the uppermost ability. The trouble they've got here is that you've got a lot of products which potentially are going to move into generic status. This is always the big fear with the pharmaceutical business, that your products become generatized.
So the patents expire, don't they? The patents expire and then the prices fall.
Yeah. Precisely, that's right. So suddenly you've got all these new supply on the market. They've got a very big product called Suboxone, which is very helpful for heroin addicts. And unfortunately, they're fighting in the US courts primarily to try to stop these generic companies from coming in. This is costing them more and more money. And what they've said today is that, unfortunately, these litigation and legal impairment costs and related are going through the roof, and hence the profitability being impacted, and hence the shares off 6% today.
Yeah, I think they were down more earlier on, so there we go. But still a fair old fall at 6%. Let's go to Barratt, the house builder. First half profits are up, but they're saying they're going to build fewer homes in London over the next year or so. What was your take on these results?
Yeah, I thought that London comment was very interesting. I mean, their completions outside of London were at a 9-year high. So, you know, that tells you immediately how these house builders are evolving their business, reflecting, you know, what we're seeing in terms of the housing market, the momentum being now a little bit more outside of London rather than within, let alone all the issues we're trying to develop and costs of developing in London. Look, Barratt's, after you've had some other players in the sector, Bovis earlier this week had a bit of a shabby old statement. Barratt's statement was absolutely fine. Yes, revenues were a little bit down because completions in the short term were a touch lower than a year ago, but profits were up. That's really good. That shows a good mix on their business. Basically, the houses they're selling were a little bit more expensive. That's always really good news. And even better, the dividend was up 21%. They committed themselves to this very exciting-looking capital return, which means basically dividends and share buybacks in the future. And you have to say the tone of those comments were a big tick in the box. So not surprised to see the shares up a couple of percent, and a lot better than the tone from, let's say, another peer like Bovis earlier in the week. So pretty good from Barratt's.
Are you pretty positive about the house building sector as a whole? It's been quite an interesting sector. Prices come up a lot since the referendum when there were some big share price falls.
Yeah, I'm a bit torn on this one. I can see all the rationale for it. We know that supply of houses is constrained because of restrictions in terms of building. We know there's big demand for housing. My fear is, though, that I'm seeing sort of property prices, I expect them to struggle in 2017. Traditionally, in that environment, the house building companies, that their shares are often sort of struggling that period. And I think that's what you're kind of seeing at the moment, that yes, there's been a bit of a bounce back since the Brexit referendum vote after some horrible falls there. But I feel that going forward, maybe things like the dividend profile is probably going to be the best source of return from these companies. So I must admit, I'm on the sideline myself, but you've got to say the tone of Barrett's comments today were pretty good.
Okay, let's look at Hotel Chocolat, the specialist chocolate retailer. Some first half profit numbers. Those pre-tax profits up 28%, better than expected. What's your take on this, Chris?
Well, I've got to say it. We've got a melt up here. That the shares are up 75%. Hopefully, their chocolate's not melting, but 75% since they IPO'd a year ago.
Wow!
Revenues up sharply. Profits up even more. They're talking about people over the pre-Christmas period are trading up to more higher price items. You know, this is retail nirvana if you're a company like Hotel Chocolat. So they're doing extremely well. And I must admit that their stores are lovely. You know, you go into their stores and you know you can't almost help yourself by buying
exactly.
something. But the trouble is, what's their next trick? Their next trick is twofold. More stores. You may have noticed in certain railway stations and whatever, they're opening some stores now. The second thing is they're revitalizing their website. They felt that they've been a bit behind from an internet perspective, so they're sort of looking to do more on that front. You have to say profitability and everything looks great. Product is super. The share is rich, to say the least. And now it was floated when it came to the market just under a year ago at quite a high valuation. It's up 75% since. Yes, profits are going in the right direction, but you've got to be a real chocolate bull to get very excited at these levels. But good luck to them. They've done a great job so far.
I should probably declare I'm a shareholder, so I guess I am a chocolate bull. Really quickly, like 20 seconds, Chris, what's your take on NCC's news today with a big profit warning?
Okay, NCC looks like things like cybersecurity, huge growth area. Why is this company profit warning? It's been an absolute mess. Unfortunately, contracts look problematic. Second profit warning, cancelling an investor day. Management team coming back to say what they're going to do about it later in the year. I'm afraid shares are down 23% because the market is saying avoid this one until there's more information. And I think that's probably the wisest advice.
Thank you very much, Chris. That was beautifully summarised. Always a pleasure to chat to Chris Bailey, founder of Financial Orbit.